Dr. Penske with the mail. I am Ian William Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Shannon as described in the reports cited above. Pretty is now a 64-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 5-12-13. Pretty was hit in the head by a bag of wet sheets at that time. Pretty went to the emergency room in Atlantic City afterwards, believing he injured his neck and back. Pretty had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the cervical spine with a titanium disc. Period. Since evaluated here, he had physical therapy and injections without relief. Period. He's no longer receiving any active care. Period. Paragraph. The additional records supplied show Mr. Shannon was seen at NovaCare from 5/26/22 through 6/15/22, having had a cervical fusion in approximately 2016. Period. He was then seen neurosurgically by Dr. Glass on 6/16/22. Period. At that time, he reported bilateral cervicality with right upper extremity radicular pain and bilateral lower back pain. Period. The lumbar symptom complex is of significantly greater intensity than the cervical symptom complex. Period. Physical therapy unfortunately worsened his condition rather than improved it. Period. He continued a home exercise program. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Glass issued diagnoses of cervicalgia with cervical radiculopathy, comma, C2-3 and C3-4, small central herniations, comma, C4-5 and C5-6, post-surgical changes related to instrumented arthrodesis in 2014, comma, and C6-7, mild disc osteophyte complex. Period. For the lumbar spine, he diagnosed low back pain with lumbar radiculopathy and painful lumbar discogenic syndrome, comma, L4-5 disc osteophyte complex, comma, right foraminal and right lateral herniation with facet arthropathy with additional findings of L5-S1, small central herniation, and L2-3 and L3-4 bulge. Period. As far as further therapeutic measures, the petitioner wanted to pursue pain management. Period. He underwent a lumbar epidural injection on 10/6/22 by Dr. Dolan, D-O-L-A-N. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a strong tobacco odor. Period. He carried a backpack without difficulty. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed swelling of the thumb IP joints bilaterally consistent with arthritis. Period. There was no atrophy or effusions. Period. And then lower extremities, he had left larger than right bunions, but no other bone or soft tissue abnormalities. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed a well-healed right anterior scar consistent with the history of surgery described. Period. Active flexion was 35 degrees, comma, extension 20 degrees, comma, bilateral side bending 15 degrees, comma, rotation right 40 degrees and left to 30 degrees. Period. When distracted, he had improved range of motion. Period. There was tenderness, palpation about the left paracervical and trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with physiologic gait, complaining of low back pain. Period. There was no limp or foot drop. Period. He was able to walk on his heels with low back pain and walk on his toes with low back pain. Period. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but flexed variably between 60 and 70 degrees, comma, extended 15 degrees, comma, side bent right 10 degrees and left 15 degrees with bilateral rotation to 45 degrees. Period. There was superficial global tenderness, palpations at this region, sparing only the left sciatic notch, common greater trochanter, common and iliac crest. Paired, see pine straight leg raise maneuvers at 60 degrees, bilaterally elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired, he had positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally and axial loading and short torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. William Shannon was injured at work on 5/12/13. Period. His treatment thereafter was described in detail in my earlier reports. Period. Since evaluated here, he had additional physical therapy in 2022. Period. He was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Glass and then had a lumbar epidural injection performed. Period. He currently states that these did not provide him with relief. Period. He denies any interim injuries. Period. He is not taking any prescribed analgesics or anti-inflammatory medications. Period. His current clinical exam found there to be decreased and variable mobility about the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. Sperling's maneuver and neural tension signs were negative. Period. He had positive bilateral reverse flip maneuvers as well as trunk torsion and axial loading maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period. In paragraph, my assessment of causation and impairment will be inserted from the last report as marked. And that is the end.